You're an ass.
you're an ass. 995.
I can't wait to eat. I'm hungry.
Me too. You told me snacking over here. I'm like, it's lunchtime for me.
I saw you had a Sour Power in your fucking mouth. What the hell are you watching? Oh, he just smacked that girl in the back of you.
It's wrestling. Did I tell y'all I've been watching wrestling?
Let's go with the show. I'm hungry.
Let's go with the show. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. Hey guys, you're tuned in to season 3 of Catch My Black and Gay Podcast.
Where being black and gay is definitely okay.
This podcast was created to give African-American gay men an outlet to express, debate, and give our opinion on today's pop culture, political, and life views.
Hey guys, you're tuned in to Catch My Black and Gay Podcast, where being black and gay is definitely okay. I am your boy, Jay, and I have my amazing co-host with me, Torian.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
And Chef Vaughn.
Wagwan, wagwan.
Should I say my associate, Chef?
You know, it took me like 20 minutes to figure out where I said that at in the last episode. I kept skipping. I'm like, where did I say associate? Go back.
We're associates, Chef.
Yeah, you sure did say it.
Oh, no, I said it, Chad. I said it.
I said what I said.
Chad, they was trying to light us up, Chad. Mm-hmm. Light me up. But I felt like last week our that conversation was like a cliffhanger. Like, felt like we both probably needed to process that, and we owed it to our listeners probably to come back and kind of just talk about it and stuff, and see, you know, what takeaways we took from there, and if we had any other thoughts. I think emotions were running high. I did see somewhere on Twitter that someone said that I blindsided you.
So understand, guys, our show notes are maybe 2 or 3 sentences long, so if that's the case, then every show is blindsided. You know, like, we don't know the direction of how the show is going to go. This is authentically how we're recording. It's really we try to keep it really real. So I didn't feel blindsided. I do appreciate the love from the listeners and stuff. You know, I don't always get sided with on this show. So when I get sided with, it's like, yay.
We know how you love to indulge when, you know, when people go side with you.
Anyways, y'all right when y'all right with Chef Vaughn, okay? Y'all right when y'all right. But no, I absolutely, it would be a lie if I said I felt blindsided. I honestly did not. And if it was not for the listeners, this episode would not be happening. Because when I left the show last week, it was from my end, it was no malice or no, there was nothing. You know, I had an appointment I had to get to, so I had to get going. But because I know the listeners feel like they want a little bit more in depth, and we got to, you know, button it up and, you know, put a little bow in it for you guys. I'm here for it. I'm always here for our listeners. Always here for you guys. What you saying to us?
Not we got button it up.
Put a bow on it. Put a bow on it.
Well, go ahead, Jay. This is not my episode. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You had put in the chat, you was like, I just finished listening. Ugh, I want to say, what's that about?
Yeah. Because, and this is transparent. Y'all know this podcast is very real and honest, and mm-hmm. we try very best to be authentic to mm-hmm. our feelings, our perspectives, to each other, mm-hmm. or whatever happening. Mm-hmm. Jay and I had a conversation post episode.
So after I left, huh?
And we abruptly left.
After you left.
It's a tea, y'all. Listen carefully for the tea.
We had a conversation, yes. And are you good with me? Like,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Absolutely. So we had a conversation, and I told Jay that he was wrong. And I told Jay that he was wrong, not because of his feelings, because I think his feelings are valid. I felt like that wasn't the episode to have that conversation, because I felt like it was a deterrence from the conversation that we were having about Milan. It was two mm-hmm. different conversations. And I think what I expressed was, I think he's been wanting to have that conversation with you probably mm-hmm. for a long time, and he just never had the moment to, and he found an opportunity in yesterday and in that recording or in that episode, and he jumped at it. And for me, I did feel like that was a bit, you know, like a ambush, right? And I do.
You didn't
I did
say that, but okay.
No. And maybe I didn't use the word ambush, but I didn't think that it was appropriate. I didn't think that that should have happened in that episode. What I said to him was that I felt like it should have been its own episode, the way we had the episode between him and Mr. Lowe's when that whole situation happened with them two, right? Like,
no,
that was
that
was that own situation. And so I do think that it was. It shouldn't have happened the way that it happened. That's all.
So in the moment of recording, because guys, it's different when you're recording and it's different when you're listening back. There's different feelings. So in the moment of recording, feelings and everything was very high, and I was feeling like extra, extra sensitive. I was going through some personal shit that day. Like, it was a lot. But then in listening back to it when it aired, it was like, well, it's not so bad. I had, understand this, I knew that Jay felt that way. Like, it was the first time that he went into detail about it. But I knew that he felt that way. There were moments in the conversation that we all know Jay he gonna take the low punch and he gonna punch you in the gut. Like, with the whole, you were a bully in high school. I'm like, wait, no, never that. If anything, I looked out for the underdog in high school, because then in the same sense that you contradicted yourself, you say I was a bully, but then you was gonna beat my ass. So it's like,
how is that a contradiction? Though?
Bullies get their ass beat all the time.
Yes, all the time.
This one
I got a degree in that. Jeff.
Wait, not this one. Don't get the ass beat. So.
this one don't get the ass beat. No, but seriously, Jay knows this about me. I'm not a physical person. I'm one of those people. You got to hit me first. Well, you got to come in my space for me to feel like I'm not
glad you gave that
myself.
Last caveat, baby.
I'm glad you did too, because that's not what my wood floor says, honey.
It was so shiny that day too, guys. Sometimes people slide, electric slide,
bitch.
But it was just a couple of little things, but it wasn't like in its entirety. I get it, and in its entirety, I do get it, and. Understand that I it wasn't a blind side. People do grow apart as years. You know, we've been friends now 20 plus years. So people got to understand, like, you know, we're not going to always be on that same page. Not to say we will never get back on that same page or whatever the case is. And this is just how I feel about it. I'm just going to just say what I've got to say, and I'm going to be done with it. Uh-oh. But yeah, I didn't feel blindsided. I still respect the hell out of Jay. He's still a really, really, really good friend to me. There's times in my life that I've leaned on Jay when I had no one else to lean on. So because of all of those things, I could never, ever, and I think that's why I always push, like, that's my best friend, because, like, we all know in friendships, you always have the one friend that's the strong friend, and you have the friend that's kind of like the weak friend. And in all of my other friendships, I'm the strong friend. But in this particular friendship, I'm, like, in a sense, the weaker friend. So I lean on Jay a lot for different things and whatever. And, you know, that's just...
Can I pause you? I never look at you like the weaker friend.
No, not
like... Where, bitch, that's what you just said. Listen, what has made our connection so strong over the years is that we both are the strong friend to others, but mm-hmm. in our friendship, it's not about being, we can let down that guard. I can, I've called, bitch, when me and my sister had a physical fight, I called Chef crying, child, like, like, there ain't nobody ever heard me cry, okay? Ever. Like, very few people have heard me cry before. And, you know, like, so we have been there. It's not a one-sided friendship. We have been there for each other, with, you know, like, in different aspects. And I never look at you as a weaker friend at all. I will say that, were you finished with what you were saying?
Yeah.
This is what I took from last.
Now you want to ask what he
finished? You got the floor, child. He didn't push me off the mic, bitch. Elbow me like, boom.
This bitch been interrupting people.
Effie said that.
Curtis was supposed to love me. Curtis was supposed to love me.
what I will say is that Tori and I did have a conversation right after, and he did give me feedback. And here's the thing. I am very open to feedback. I live by it. You know, sometimes, I mean, whether I agree with it or not, I'm receptive to it, especially from someone like Torian, right? Like, it's not other people. I'm like, bitch, fuck you, suck my dick. But...
I know you want you to stick that water just then.
I'm right, okay, I'm going to spit this water out.
You know, that's just how I am with people. There are very few people that I allow to give me feedback in my life because I just don't give a fuck. Like, and, but there is a respect. And Chef is one of those people too, like, you know? But listening back to the episode, I felt like the conversation was relevant to the topic. Was it could it have been brought up differently? Yeah, but I, like you said, Torian, there was a window opportunity, and it wasn't pre-planned. It's not like I had these show notes written down that, oh, I'm going to ambush Chef on with this.
That conversation was not on the show notes.
No, it was not.
That was not what we were discussing.
I would have called out.
But see, and that's the point, though. Here's the thing. Here's the point. And I feel like if I've been wanting to have this conversation with Chef for a while, but I feel like if I said, hey, let's have this conversation on a podcast because we can help other people through whatever, like, Chef, you would have just been like, no, bitch, no, nah. Because Chef has said openly that everything's not for the podcast, where me, I feel like everything's for the podcast.
Everything is content. That's his new go-to. Everything is content. Everything is content.
Don't say that. Don't say that. Wait for the podcast. Right? Don't bring it up.
Because I don't even call him anymore. It's like, just wait for the podcast. We'll talk on the podcast.
Yes.
And I mean, you're right. And I do, as much as I think I do try to have difficult conversations, I do avoid some difficult conversations. So I do appreciate how you did that. Because I think that, like, in all of reality, like, the conversation had to be had. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For all parties to be on one conducive page. Like, I could imagine how you, to have you cringe every time I say, like, my best friend. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, I get it for those bases. Like, for that basis. Like, absolutely. I get it.
And to me, it's not about me. I never cringed. I just wanted you to know, like, I never thought it was fair that you called me your best friend. And then I never said, yep, my best friend. Like, you know, like, I just wanted, like, I don't give a shit if you call me your best friend. But I want it to be understood. Like, we were best friends at a time in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. And that friendship, and not many, like, I don't have many best friends, I think. Got three. But but you know, like, I just feel like listening back to last week's episode, I felt like I was I wasn't heard. I did cringe a little bit too, because I felt like it was based on more of your, it was based on something you can't control, which is, you know, being a little bit more flamboyant. I hate that we honed in on that. And as I started to listen,
it did come from that.
Yeah. It started to hone in. I felt like it honed in on that. And as I reflected, I'm like, it's really not that. And I talked to a few friends of mine that are openly flamboyant. Hey, Rich Boy, Bobby Kidd, whatever his name is. Hey, all my friends that have supported me through this episode that I called to just say, listen to this episode, tell me where I'm wrong at. They helped me understand that it's really not. I've hung out with, and if you know Rich Boy Bobby Kidd, if you know, and even you brought up Mr. Lowe's, and I know we need to stop bringing up Mr. Lowe's, but I feel like
I'll bring him up for a different purpose.
But I feel like he's flamboyant as well, right? And I mean,
Torian
said that on a podcast. I don't know about anybody heard. It's like, that's a whole lady. Like,
he considers himself passable, is what he says. Like, I'm not trying to tell. Listen,
job clocked him. Child, please. Let me shut up, Torian.
You know what?
Girl, stop. That's our friend.
That's y'all friend.
But what I will say is that I feel like is less of the flamboyancy and more of personality traits, right? And I feel like that wasn't. Am I using the wrong word?
No. Go ahead. I'm waiting for you to finish.
The Torian. Is that's the wrong word?
We're trying to see what you're getting at to see if it's the right word or not.
He's muted. I saw you laughing.
Yeah, I was trying to. I was like, "Is that the right word? It's like flamboyancy the word."
Yes, personality traits. Oh, you about to use your Googler? I feel like it's more personality traits than the flamboyancy of it all. I think that when Chef walks into a room, right, like you command a room, which is not a bad thing. Like everyone wants that. I think that, you know, you like to be the center of attention, which is fine. With me, I'm more like just low key. Like, I'm like, like, you know, like, don't say bye to me. Don't say hi to me. Don't say, Like, I'm the type that, child, if I see somebody I know walking in the grocery store, I will go to the other aisle because I don't want to say hi. You know, it is a word. Yes. Don't be having me all confused and shit. But it's just more so like you live your, and I think I gave you this feedback a few years ago. Like, we used to, when we were younger, Chef used to walk in a room and I used to introduce him to people and he would be like, yes, I'm the bitch. And I'd be like, stop introducing yourself as the bitch, girl. Like, it give people a go ahead. What, Chef?
I was agreeing with you. That was years ago. That was like kids. Yeah. You were kids.
You said that's who I am. Don't try to make me, you know, dim down who I am. I'm that bitch. I'm the bitch. What's up?
What it was when you have, I think when you have like the trait, I guess, of being like a bitch or having to, because like every time, okay.
Yep,
every time Jay would introduce me to a new person, we would end up arguing. At some point of meeting this person, we would end up arguing.
Very true.
So, and it could be from anything. Like, a lot of things trigger me. It wasn't always popular to be a foreigner. Back in the day when I was growing up, it was like, oh, you Jamaican booty scratcher, African booty. So it was like, little things were triggers. So one of his friends was just like, you know, oh, y'all come and take all the jobs and y'all can get business loans. And it was like, wait, you're so ignorant. You're so stupid. That's not true. Like, so it was always like little things like that. And like it would just be different things. So for me, like, it was kind of like a guard. Looking back at it, it was totally a guard. It was totally me being guarded and walking into the room like, yes, I'm that bitch that you heard about. Like, I'm the one that's going to get you all the fucked away together. Like, yes, that's me, the bitch.
It goes back to what we said last week about reading the room, because now everyone's like on guard. Like, wait, what? Like,
Right. So, but at that point, I didn't know how to read the room. Right. I was just I was trying to read myself. You know what I mean? Right. I was trying to attack me before you attacked me, and state the obvious before you stated it. So that's what that was.
Yeah. So like, and back to like, personality traits, you know, with me, I feel like even, and this is not in this situation, but, you know, just a lot of flack that I caught around talking about flamboyancy. I feel like, and I might be wrong, but this is just my opinion. But I feel like, you know, there are certain females that we don't want to be around, right? Like, mm-hmm. because I have a choice to say, I don't want to be around that girl that's acting, that's acting ratchet and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And there are people I don't go to restaurants with because they send food back. They're very difficult. They're rude to the wait staff. They're all that, like, I feel like that, to me, I feel like that's the same thing. I'm like, you have a personality trait that I just don't gravitate to, and I don't want to be with you in this setting. That's, I felt like it was more of that than I don't want to be around you because you gay as fuck, and, you know, like, that, I don't know.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
Torian. Jinx.
Oh, this ain't my conversation. This ain't my topic. No.
So you're not going to say today at all?
You know, I said already what I had to say, and you know, you know, I think that I didn't hear no difference in his two statements that he just made.
What do you mean?
I didn't hear a difference in you saying, I don't want to be around this. I don't want to be around this character trait, but I also don't want to be around a person who's like extremely feminine, or, you know. I don't. There's no difference in those statements, or whatever that's two what statements I'm
saying,
you did.
But I think that's what I was saying.
He gave a more in-depth explanation.
There's no. If I say that I don't want to be around a certain person because they don't know how to act in public, mm-hmm. I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same. I don't want to be around. Yes, yes, that is the same. Yes. Okay. I for some reason I thought you were saying that they're not the same thing, that you that your issue wasn't that he was flamboyant or that he was feminine, but it was that there were certain aspects of his behavior that you didn't like. But I think one was of the other, probably was of the other reason, right? So he was showing up this way possibly because of this flamboyancy. I just learned that new word because I didn't think that that was a word. Come on.
Yes. Let me educate you. Oh, you had to Google that one too, bitch?
I did. No, seriously. That's why I was up. That's why I texted. That's why I messaged this thing like, it is a word. Because I know flamboyance, but I didn't know flamboyancy. It just was like flamboyancy. Like, it made sense, but I was like, is that
the only smart one on this goddamn podcast, bitch?
I agree. But again, I am always here. Like you said, I am always here for learning. I love learning new words because for me, I'm like, I didn't know that was a word. And my mama, I don't want to sidetrack. Anyway, what I will say, though, is that I think this conversation was needed. I do think still that y'all ain't really getting to the nitty gritty of the conversation. And maybe because y'all are on the podcast, and that's cool. But I do think that there is a deeper conversation that you both should have that is needed. And that may not take place on this podcast, and that's fine.
Absolutely.
But and I think ultimately you guys should have a deeper conversation because I think it's necessary. And I think that it only is going to strengthen your relationship moving mm-hmm. forward. I don't think it should be seen as a bad thing necessarily.
He knows that.
But baby, respect ain't got shit to do with how you navigate. Well, it does. But I don't think that that's I don't think that that's the issue. I don't think that that's the thing that needs to be discussed. Because I think there's mutual respect both ways. I just think that there is some fundamental conversations that need to happen around
absolutely
boundaries of relationships, around setting expectations of relationships and friendships. I think those types of things needs to happen, and that's just based off of my observation. And also these last two conversations.
I think it's okay with me being painted as the bad guy last week. Somebody has to have a problematic stance, and that's fine. I'll be that. But I think, like, yeah, and I think you're right. I think there are deeper, not, I won't say deeper issues, like they're that serious, but I think when I look back into, there has been so many things in any friendship, right? But when you have a friendship as long as Chef and I have, there are many things that happen in the friendship. And I am a person who, even though we said, like, last season, like, closure is a myth, did I just see somebody walk past you, behind you, Torian?
Unless it was a fucking ghost. And if you would, you need to tell me so that I could invite them into the space next time.
Okay,
just be
sorry.
Running up on me.
But when you have a friendship as long as Chef and I have, there are going to be issues that, and I think it's how you resolve issues, right? And I think this podcast has opened up doors and feelings for all of us, right? Like, I feel like we all feel like we have a voice. We've always probably had, I'll speak for myself since we believe in I statements. I feel like with this podcast, I have a newfound voice. I have a responsibility. I have, you know, just when I talk about everything is content and stuff, like, I consider all of our listeners like our friends, like, because they're so invested. Every week, there are people, hundreds of people that download this these episodes and listen. And I feel like we never plan these episodes out. Here's a topic. The conversation just goes where it goes, right? Again, I feel like when you have a friendship as long as we have, there are certain things I have to learn how to get over certain shit. And to me, I feel like, you know, at a point in our friendship, like, trust was broke. And we won't get into details or anything like that because that's nobody's business. But I felt like trust was broken and, you know, just things were happening. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And I don't think I've completely healed from that because I've never said it. I've never confronted it because I've always said, you know, once, like, if you ever see, last week was light. If you ever see me and Chef go at it, bitch, you gonna run.
And don't interrupt. Don't give your opinion. Just mind your business. That's like seeing him and his twin sister go at it. Just don't say shit. I think I'm the only person that's ever said anything when the two of y'all was going at it.
Were you there when we fought physically?
Out in the street? Yes, I was. Yeah. I was breaking it up. Like, stop, Jay, stop. That's a girl. Stop.
I don't hit women. Stop it.
Fuck, that's your sister. That's a girl. I'm sorry. Fuck, that's your twin sister. That's a girl.
If you seen Jay and Ab, they don't give a fuck. Okay.
I love that the statement was not that that's your twin sister. It was that's a girl.
Because Ab was with the shits. Ab was with the
shits. I'm sure she was.
And that some women hit like men, child, okay? Like, listen.
Do. Listen. And some men hit like women.
Okay. Mm. Not I said the duck, but
that was a little problematic. Sorry, guys.
But yeah, I just feel like there have been, I mean, shit. I do feel like there was a weight lifted. And I do want to say, like, even with this podcast, I feel like, Chef, you have not, I hate the word, like, find, you found your voice, because you've always had a voice, but I think you've opened up more and learned how to just, like, I'm gonna just say this shit, and how it falls, you know, like, and that's the shit that I like. I think, like, again, from what we said from the beginning, like, if I bought this conversation up before, there had been a shutdown, there would have been a pivot somewhere, or, you know, shit like that. So, you know, can't nobody ever disrespect Chef. Can't nobody, if Chef called me today and say it's a motherfucker outside their house, bitch, I'm on my way. Like, you know, like that's it. Like, can't nobody, like, where's, like, it, yeah.
So, guys, we're good.
Can I also say something before we finish this off? Because I think it's also important to acknowledge that there were some feelings and emotions that you did feel, because you also acknowledged in the episode, Chef, that your feelings were hurt. And I think it's important to acknowledge that, because I think in this conversation, it seems like, and it sounds like, at least for me, that everything is all good and everything was okay. And last week in the conversation was okay. And the reality was it wasn't, because there was a part of that conversation that did hurt your feelings, right?
Right.
Even though you had this conversation before, and even though you may have, you know, you may have known that he felt this way, there was still parts of that conversation that hurt your feelings. And so I think it's also important to acknowledge that and not just breeze through that or just kind of sweep that under the rug.
It was when, like, I think we, sorry.
No, go ahead. I think I was just saying that, like, I don't want us to just sweep that under the rug as if, you know, as if now everything is okay, because it wasn't. Everything wasn't okay. There was whatever it was. I'm not trying to bring up what it was that hurt your feelings.
No,
I'm just saying
exactly
that there was something that hurt your feelings. And it's important to understand and acknowledge that in this space right now, that, like, my feelings were still hurt. And although I heard this before and although I knew this, like, it still hurt my feelings, whatever that something was. That's all.
That's why I said at the beginning, like, you know, it's different when you're recording and it's different when you listen back. Because when you're recording, you're not really deciphering and you're not really separating anything. You're just in the moment of recording. But when you're listening back, then you do get to decipher and put periods and commas and quotation marks around things and get a better picture of what it is. So for me, it was the equation of, like, the femininity and stuff like that. I was like, well, that is kind of hurting my feelings, because that's something I have no control over. Like, I'm me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then in listening it back, it was like, well, that wasn't really what he was saying, as well as hearing him today. So it's like, you know, like, it's, and this is not a conversation that's over yet. Like, this is a conversation that's going to be brought up again.
Yeah.
Different things are going to be brought up. Like, it's not done, guys. So when y'all hear us going at it again, just don't be surprised. And yeah, I'm gonna start bringing up the ex-host. That's my New Year's resolution.
That was your New Year's resolution. We in June. The fuck?
Bitches, New Year somewhere.
It's your half a year resolution. How about that?
It's New Year somewhere.
You got half a year resolution. But I want to speak on that too, Chow, because I feel like I'm. Ooh, excuse me. That was a burp. Excuse me. I feel like, you know, that statement kind of resonated with me a little bit more. I was like, what the fuck? Because I don't know. It almost is as if you feel like
Let me explain.
Let him finish first. I need him to finish that thought, though. Because I'm not clear on what he's talking about. And so I want to make sure that before you respond to it, that thought is finished.
I feel like you feel like every friend, I put my friends on different pedestals. And like the reality is, there are certain things I tell Mr. Lowe's that I may not tell you. Or vice versa. Certain things that I might tell you that I might not tell Mr. Lowe's. I think, you know, I don't put Mr. Lowe's before you. I never put Mr. Lowe's before. Bitch, when all that shit happened, bitch, I was calling you like, bitch.
And that's my point. I wasn't saying that's not that. The only reason why Mr. Lowe's was brought up was because that's one of the friends that we have in common. That's mm-hmm. the only friend that we have in common that's not from childhood. You know what I'm saying? And I more so view Mr. Lowe's your friend. I don't really view him as my, like, we don't speak outside of if you put something together or, like, when it was a podcast.
Mr. Lowe said you hit him up and said, let's hang out, child. That's what Mr. Lowe said.
Oh? January of when?
Not January of when.
Let me not do that. The last time... February of never.
That baby said January of when.
The last time I had Mr. Lowe's up was about the Pride. Was about Pride last year. Because I had wanted us to go. But let's be clear. The last time I had Mr. Lowe's up about anything. It was, I was like, let's do North Pride together with the podcast, because you guys were where you guys were, and he was actually here, and he never really grasped onto it. So I was like, okay, cool, onward and upward. But not to say it like that, but Los is cool as fuck, but we don't really have nothing in common. Like, I'm not about sneakers and all that. That's not what I'm about.
Yeah, both languages. Like,
what happened?
What'd you say?
We didn't catch say anything. Torian said something.
We didn't catch that, Torian.
Did he say Norris J? But that's my whole point. Like, so, but I say that I don't want to bring him up because I don't want him to feel like he's being thrown into the conversation and he's not even here to defend himself. I think that's not fair. Because if I was in his oh, this chat. If I was in his shoes, you know, I wouldn't want to be hearing that. So that's why I say it's not from a bad place. It's not from a negative place where I say I don't want to bring him up anymore. Like, you know, I'm gonna let that man live his life. Like that's a grown man. Like, you know. Right. But now, no.
I was going to ask a question, but I forgot it.
Don't ask no questions, child. Don't ask no questions.
Oh, now you're trying to censor me? Okay, censor. Nah.
You're going to ask it anyway.
No, I can't remember it, so, and I didn't jot it down.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I forgot what it was. I think it was going to be the you, Chef, though.
Was it about the both liking dick?
No, I don't need to. That's not a question. That was a statement.
Child, that's facts.
Okay. Let's be clear.
Yeah. Okay.
I think for me, I just want to. I just want you to, like, know that, like, it's okay to express how you feel, even when it may not be like a good, a quote unquote good feeling, right? If it may be like a hurt feeling or a sad feeling or that kind of feeling, like, it's okay to express that, because I think sometimes, you know, I think sometimes you may not feel completely comfortable with that vulnerability or expressing that vulnerability of like, yeah, I was sad by this, or I was hurt by this, and really standing 10 toes down on that shit. Like, no, Jay, you hurt my fucking feelings in this exchange, right? And this is why. And because I think even like with the, when you brought up the Carlos thing, I thought it was interesting, because I think that, thank you, Jesus. Because I do think that there is some emotions around how you see Jay navigating you compared to how he navigates other friendships, right? And I think it's important, again, to articulate that, because, again, you brought it up in the episode last time. And so I just want to be clear that I want to try my best to be authentic in this conversation of like, everything wasn't okay in the exchange in the last episode, right? And it's like, it's okay to say, Jay, you hurt my feelings when you said this, and also be clear that, like, I do feel like you navigate me and our friendship differently than you navigate other friendships, and that makes me feel this way, and that supports how I feel, you know, negatively around how you see us or how you see our friendship. Because I think that's a part of the conversation that you both have to have in order to be able to kind of like move forward and like get to a different level in your relationship. Because I think on both parts, I think that there are things that you both are holding on to that y'all are not expressing, but it comes out in these sporadic ass spats that on the surface is very funny, right? And we cackle at it. But I think there is a undertone of reality and an undertone of honesty that's there of like, no, I truly feel this way, but I don't know how else to express it in a way that would be receptive to either one of you. Because you both ain't necessarily the easiest people to talk to or talk about emotions to. Because Jay is not an emotional person. And you're from the Caribbean, child. So you ain't the most emotional person. You know what I mean? And I think that is the barrier to both of y'all really getting to the meat of what each of your issues is or challenges is with the other person. So that's what it was.
Okay. Well, we're going to save that for another conversation because I'm sure it's going to be had.
Yeah, and again, that may not be a conversation for the podcast. You know what I mean? That may just need to be a conversation offline, one-on-one. But I only brought it up because it was a part of the conversation from the last episode. That's the only reason why I brought it up. But again, I think
it's going to be a podcast conversation, though.
No, okay.
It probably will be. Period. It probably will be.
I'm sure our listeners will appreciate that. I know I will.
Yeah. Because I know that, like, a lot of stuff, like, what I do get from this is, like, a lot of people go through the same stuff, you know what I mean, in different forms. And sometimes it helps someone else. So if I can help someone else through me being vulnerable and whatever the case is, then great. It'll be for a good reason. But, yeah.
The point of this all conversation, listeners, is that friendships are not always sunshine and fucking rainbows. And it's okay to have a little bit of rain because rain allows your friendship to grow and blossom. You just have to learn to accept the rain and enjoy the rain and just take it for what it is. And that's, again, if you feel like the friendship is worth, you know,
weathering a storm for.
Weathering it. If not, then just cut it off and be done with it. But if you feel like it's worth, you know, pouring into, then this is the kind of the conversations that, and some of the uncomfortable conversations that you're going to have, but you will be better for it. And, you know, I say all the time that communication is key, not just in your intimate relationships, meaning your partners and your lover, but also in your friendships, also in your relationships with your family. Like, all of the communication is important, and it's important to say when you're not okay. It's important to say why you're not okay, and it's important to articulate what that person or persons can do differently so that you no longer feel that way. And that's for me what it is. So yeah, I just want to put that out there. But I appreciate y'all guys. Kudos to both of y'all for being vulnerable enough to have this conversation again and a little bit deeper.
Thank you for helping facilitate it. Guys, that's a wrap on this episode.
wrap it up, Jay.
Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Black and Gay podcast. Follow us on all social media platforms at Catch My Black and Gay.
Get your merch.
Email us, write us, get your motherfucking merch. Enjoy your week.
Period.
We need to start saying positive shit at the end. Like,
yes, we do. And on a positive note.
Dick this week.
Oh, I think that would be
in your mouth, bitch.
That would be really cute. Like something to drive home the episode or something to kind of like leave the listeners with. Something positive and not like some.
Yes. Well, here's the positive note. Have sex this week. Have sex this week now. That's good for the soul, the body. Make a release. All right.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And that leaves it open for a lot of things to be done.
Oh, sure. Goodbye.